So if we know the dispersion relationship and we know the density of states in K, we can calculate the density of states in energy. And normally how you do this is you choose lots of states in K that are equally spaced, because now we know that they're equally spaced in K. For every one of those K states, you calculate the energy, you see how often an energy appears, and this gives you the density of states. This is one of the free electrons, is one case where you can do it analytically. So the relationship between K and energy is given here. I just solved this. Energy is h bar k squared over 2m for K. You solve it for K, then you can differentiate. When you differentiate with respect to energy, there's a square root of energy there, so you get 1 over the square root of energy, and this factor of a half comes out front. You differentiate. And then the density of states in energy is the density of states in K times dk dE, and that gives this kind of solution with a square root of energy down here in the denominator, which gives a density of states that diverges at zero, which is just saying that when you distribute equally spaced K values here and calculate the energy for every one of them, you get a lot of them near zero where this parabola is flat. And that gives this von Hoppe singularity. This is something that's a characteristic of one-dimensional systems, also for photons. In the one-dimensional systems, we got these singularities. For electrons, it's also something you see in one-dimensional systems, these von Hoppe singularities. And then I already colored in part of it. This is to indicate that some of these electron states are occupied, and some of them are empty. And at low temperatures, then they're typically occupied up to a specific value, and then they're empty above that. That's different than with photons, because photons are bosons, and you can put as many as you like in every state. And electrons are fermions, so you can put two in a certain K state, one for spin up and one for spin down, but then you can only put, you have to put the next electrons in the next higher energy K state. And so you fill them up like you would fill the states in an atom. And they fill to some energy.